This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Means you go.
Let's go.
Go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's really go. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn at the controls of our studio in California. Well, she's in Los Angeles. Kenny's down in San Diego. I'm on the farm. The results of the comet caper.
Yeah.
The comet
something.
Caper.
It's not getting the attention I thought it would.
Oh, I think it is getting a lot of. See what this, those of you who don't know, do you see what the scientists in the European Space Agency did? It took them 10 years to develop this space probe that landed on a comet 310 million miles. That's three times further away than the sun. This is like, I have said this, I think yesterday I used the analogy of finding a needle in the ocean. This is very impressive stuff. It has never been done before, at least not by anybody on this planet. Maybe it's been done by people who are out in the far hinterlands. The mission took off from Earth 10 years ago. It traveled 6.5 billion miles. So now it has actually landed. It touched down on this comet. Now, think about it. It's an asteroid. It's streaking through the universe. And these people figured out 10 years ago, this thing is the size of a washing machine, for God's sakes. And they were able to control it, maneuver it, propel it to land on this comet to conduct different types of experiments on the surface of the asteroid, send back the data to the Earth, to the space agency. Is it? But I mean, just think about what men, if you think you can't overcome your problems, think about what these people did. Yeah, we've had really good luck with our space program, and we've had some bad luck. But for the most part, it was something that propelled us further. And all the good things that come out of not only our space program, but this sort of thing gives us hope, it seems to me, that you can amalgamate technology and the brain. So often today we worry about our brains being taken over and made mush because we don't have to think anymore. We have all of these tools that think for us. But men had to use the computers, and the computers needed the men to program them so they could figure out how, in the name of God, and my mind sure doesn't go there. I don't know about yours. But when you think, it gives you a headache. I'm telling you, think about space. Think about even looking at the sun. Well, when you go to bed last night, wherever, you look up at the stars as you come into the house. I did that when I came home last night. Looking at the stars, you can see how many millions of stars that are even just in our galaxy. And this thing goes to find something that is nowhere near as big as that. I'm telling you, this is the
proverbial haystack.
Well, right? A needle in the ocean even is better.
Yeah, exactly.
But the speed that it went and the accuracy, it just is fantastic. I can go on and on about it, but it's really very cool.
That's amazing.
Yep. So that's some good news. Now, not so good news for those of you who are involved with your employer-provided health insurance. Richie, how does that work there? Now, you run the Radio America operation as an example of a small private company. The employer, you provide health insurance for the 20-some-odd people that work there, right?
We do.
Okay. So are your costs more this year than last year?
Without getting into details.
Jennifer, you can maybe answer this too, because you got the same thing, pretty much same kind of number of employees at your place in California. So,
yeah, for health insurance.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm. Well, kind of. It's convoluted. Go ahead, Rich, and I'll tell you the answer after you're done.
We were able to jump onto our new account for this year early last year before the changes set in.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to lock in last year's rates for this year.
Yeah.
This year's a different story.
Yes.
We can't do that.
No.
We basically lost our plan.
Mm-hmm. So did everybody else who was just like you.
Right. So we have had to go out shopping for other plans. And there are alternatives where if somebody's not, our big concern here is everybody getting the $400 or $500 increase on their health insurance.
Yep.
Which it's unsustainable. You cannot do that.
Nope.
So we've been able to find a couple of alternatives, and we've got three plans for next year right now.
But all no matter
them,
what.
All of them go up
yes.
in price.
Every
There's
single
not one of them that keeps
person.
The price the same.
Nope. The implication was that under the Affordable Health Care Act.
If you like your insurance, you can keep it, sure.
Yeah,
if
no.
you want to pay another $350 a month.
Right. This is one of the biggest hoaxes or frauds perpetrated on the American public in pretty much a lifetime.
It's unbelievable.
It's an unbelievable scam.
If you sit on the other side of this thing and have to shop for insurance for your company, it's such a scam.
All right. So now what people are finding out, the information coming out this week, that health insurance costs across the board will go up, as Richie suggested, in some cases 3 or 4%, some companies 30 to 40%.
Oh no, if we had stayed on our plan, everyone's insurance plan would have gone up about $400 a month.
So crazy.
So,
and you know, isn't it great that you get that news after the election is over? It's just perfect.
What a shock! Just a coincidence, though, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the insurance is going to cost you more next year, and we'll cover less. That's the news this week. Insurance costs more. Now, I don't know how it affects.
We were able to find a good plan.
Yeah.
And we have a good plan now, and mm-hmm. would have loved to have kept it.
Mm-hmm.
But
couldn't afford it.
No, nobody could afford it.
So pretty much everybody, I'd like to hear if anyone has a similar story to tell. 888-302-3684. I don't want to belabor this, but I do think it's important for you to know a couple of things. Jennifer pointed out maybe the most important part of this other than the costs, and that is it didn't all become known until the week after the election. Duh. Would it have made a difference in the outcome of the election? Maybe a few incumbents, no matter if they had an R or a D after their name, would have gotten booted as a result of this. What is your story there, Jen? Your company, family company, not quite the situation, because Richie's company isn't a family company. But,
And also, I think Rich has more. Our issue is that to offer insurance, you have to have 51% of your employees want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually are in a weird situation because we had offered insurance and we were getting ready to switch providers. This is years ago.
Yeah.
And you needed 51% to actually do it. And we didn't because we actually had a lot of people taking insurance from their spouse.
Yeah.
Or we have a couple of employees who have their own insurance personally through unions or whatever. And so we actually didn't have the majority to get the insurance plan that we needed. So typically if we get someone new on board, we'll just make a deal with them privately as opposed to having a group plan because we don't have the numbers that we need to do that.
So here's an interesting.
So it's kind of convoluted on our.
Well, you remind me of a conversation I had with the flight attendant on the flight coming back from Los Angeles on Sunday. Was it Sunday when I came back? Monday. The vote had the airline hostess or whatever the name of the union is. The airline. What the heck would they call a flight? I guess they call a flight attendant union. Anyway, as United, US Air and American had merged, they put to a vote a new contract proposal for their group, and it failed. So didn't they have, between the two airlines, 40,000 flight attendants? A lot of flight attendants. And they voted 54% against the new deal. The new deal included, but apparently it will be, it has to be done no matter how you slice it. The company has said to its employees, we will give you insurance for you and your spouse and your family if your spouse doesn't have any access to insurance. How do you check it out? Right? I guess that's something that's going on with more and more companies. They're cutting, a lot of companies have had full coverage for all in the family. The trend, and I don't know if that's part of your consideration there. Did you look at the spouses of your employees and then say to them, okay, if you have insurance, you're not entitled. We'll make sure that you get, that your rate is cut, but, you know, you have to make sure that your other family members are not covered under this.
No.
You didn't do that?
To provide for everybody.
Yeah, well, then, but the choice that's being made by some companies is that they will not provide for other than their own employees.
It's not to say that at some point we won't be forced to make changes.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't get to that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we were forced to make changes this year, and so far we're looking like we're going to get lucky.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be talking about this week as the information becomes more and more available.
I foresee every single year us having to change insurance plans from here on out.
Yeah. Well, unless the Congress can do something to change the reality that has created this mess in the first place. Never mind what it costs you, what services are going to be provided. And those are diminishing every year as well, say all the doctors. 20, where are we? 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Right now, you're thinking about the car in front of you that left its blinker on. Blink, 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 blink for the last 5 miles. Well, snap out of it, because what you should be thinking about is switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can access Geico online, over the phone, or even on the mobile app, and it's so easy you can do it in the blink of an eye. See what I did there?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber, fully loaded, take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hey, guys, tonight you must see Monday on NBC.
Yes, Katherine Heigl returns to television in the premiere of State of Affairs, and it is about time.
You are off to the races
on this one. She plays a CIA agent who keeps America safe, and Alfre Woodard plays the president.
Did you know the critics are already calling State of Affairs their favorite new drama?
Well, hello, two words, Katherine Heigl.
Well, then don't miss the premiere of State of Affairs.
And celebrate the return of Katherine Heigl to TV.
Tonight, after The Voice on NBC.
Woohoo!
I'm getting the sense you're a Katherine Heigl fan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Jennifer.
Dougie.
Clayton Kershaw. You know who he is?
Yes. The Cy Young winner pitcher from the Dodgers.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes. He was the unanimous winner in the National League. Over in the American League, Cleveland's Corey Kluber. Is that how you say his name? K-L-U-B-E-R?
A little tongue twister for you.
Corey Kluber. Corey
Manager
Kluber.
Of the Year from the Nationals and the Orioles. We got a Beltway Managers of the Year here in D.C.
Congratulations, Rich. It was all because of you. 20 right after on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Remember that Branson is the founder of the Virgin Group, Virgin Music, Virgin Stores, Virgin Airplane, Virgin this, Virgin that. Robert Plant shut down rumors that he tore up an $800 million contract that would have the band reuniting for a 35-date tour. The rep for Mr. Plant said that they have not been in receipt of any offers with any organization or promoters regarding the future Led Zepp live shows. Plant has neither met nor communicated with Richard Branson in 50 years, so it was a great surprise to see this report, he said. And Branson said, I've been left dazed and confused by this story during the rounds about us apparently offering Led Zeppelin millions to reform the group, reform. Carry out a tour. This was on Branson's blog yesterday. As much as I love the band, there's no truth to that story. So much for the rumor mill, Richie.
Well, you know what they say about the rumor mill.
Well, a lot of people say a lot of things about the rumor mill. What do you think?
What did they say?
I thought you guys.
Rumor has it.
If we've learned one thing in rock and roll history through Leonard Skinner, Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, Stevie Ray Vaughan, it's not to get in the private plane, correct?
I've heard that story,
yeah.
Yes.
Right. Bono learned that story yesterday.
Really?
Did you hear this story?
No.
He was in a private plane flying to Germany to accept a music award.
Yeah.
And the back tailgate fell off of the airplane and sucked all of him and four of his friends' luggage right out the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Once it wasn't him and his four friends, he's all right.
They were 8,000 feet up over the German coast, and they were able to safely land at the in some Berlin airport.
Really?
So can you imagine? And this is my thing. If I were ever to had become a rock star, I'm flying
commercial
every time. Because let me tell you something. If you're a rocker, like Payne Stewart,
mm-hmm.
right, golfer, he died. Yeah. All these people die in airplane accidents.
All these people. Richie is still the safest way to fly.
It's got to be the number one cause of, besides drugs, airplane accidents, if you're a rock star.
If you're a rock star.
Right.
All right. Okay. Let's, speaking of that, some news from Usher. Do we have any music from Usher? Usher, no. Usher.
No, his friends call him Usher.
They do?
Yes, Usher.
No. You're
okay,
yanking
keep
my
going.
Chain.
I'm not.
Wait a minute. You're yanking my chain to make me...
I swear I am not. I am not. No, his name is Usher, but like they would... Like, his friends go Ursh. Like they call him Ursh. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the point of the story from the DougStephan.com website is that this new song by Usher will be the prize at the bottom of select cereal boxes. This week, an exclusive single is available in the new the Honey Nut Cheerios boxes that are sold at Walmart. Huh?
Oh, my God.
What is the...
Boy, that's when you made it, you know?
You're in a cereal box being sold the Walmart stores across the country. Track is called Clueless. Sounds to me that's what Usher is, or his management team.
He's not clueless. He's rich, is what he is.
Yeah, but is this a good,
mega rich
technique? Is this the best technique for selling new songs? Yes, no?
I think it is a definite, it's a technique. I mean, yeah. I mean, look, people love Usher. He's got this deal with Honey Nut Cheerios. It's genius. He's making money.
Right. Everybody thinks it's cool, and I guess I was wrong. 20 and after on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
I'd say 10,
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Man. Take it responsibly.
This holiday season, buy $25 in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards good for a future visit and get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. What if everything came with a bonus?
As a thank you for buying a pair of our shoes, we're going to give you a bonus shoe.
Just one shoe?
Yep, the left one.
Okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Promotion begins November 24, 2014. To receive the bonus, no purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older, valid in restaurant and participant in U.S. locations. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For entry without purchase information and official rules, visit Buffalo.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, reality at its finest. Ken Kronhaus is not here.
Ken Kessler is.
Welcome back, Ken. We love you.
KKs I have. We have the story of a duck coming up here in this half hour of the Good Day program. Richie Mowry, you might want to
quack us up.
Refer to 1308. Meanwhile, the story of a Florida mother who is home and tending to her new infant less than a month after surviving without a pulse for 45 minutes. Following complications from a routine C-section, Boca Raton Regional Hospital telling reporters that a team of medical workers spent 3 hours attempting to revive this woman after a rare amniotic fluid embolism. A spokesperson there said the doctors were preparing to pronounce her dead when a blip on a monitor indicated that she did have a heartbeat.
Wow.
She went 45 minutes without a pulse. She didn't suffer any brain damage. Can you imagine this?
And I'm sorry, what caused it?
She had a rare amniotic fluid embolism. A plug, it's like a clot, in essence, in the amniotic fluid. Can you imagine, though, think about it this way. And the reason I brought this up now.
I told you about my friend who was 2 hours.
Yeah.
Dead, yeah.
Right.
Dead for 2 hours.
So then why didn't Joan Rivers survive? Because she wasn't out.
Well, my friend was lucky enough to
survive.
Frozen.
She had brain damage, right.
Right, yeah. And
he was frozen?
He was frozen.
Oh.
Because he was doing a swim around.
Yeah. I remember you told. Yeah, right.
Santa Barbara or whatever.
Yeah. Well, the point here is that we were talking, if you're just joining us earlier in this hour, if you want to get the gist of the conversation, listen to hour number four in the archives at DougStephan.com, discussing the impact on workers with the new health insurance costs and how people are being treated and what kind of services they're going to get. Is the application of the health care law going to change the reality for people like that who have rare and difficult things to analyze, basically then when you analyze, you figure out what the problem is, how do you fix it? Are these things going to go the way of the wisp because of the dramatic changes in health care that we are finding? I use that as an example of something that probably was a very expensive ordeal for somebody to pay for. Who's going to pay for all those doctors who are trying to figure out what the complications were? Is it going to be that if somebody has something like this in the future, they're just going to be allowed to die? Mickey is on the eastern shore of Virginia. Welcome to Good Day, Mickey. How are you doing?
All right. How you doing, Doug?
Well, thank you for asking. So your health insurance story, we've been talking about some of the people here on the program and asking folks what their story is. Do you get your health insurance at work? Do you have your own business? What is your story?
I have my own business. My wife and I own a project managing business where I manage construction of commercial buildings.
Do you have a policy for everybody who works for you? How do you meter out that expense?
No, there's only two of us in the building.
Oh, just you and your wife. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there's just her and I. She's 56. I just turned 55. We have no ailments. We take no medication, nothing. And it's went from $504 a month to $1,400.
Wow. Good God. Just this year?
It was Anthem Blue Shield Blue Cross. This is the same thing that happened last year.
That's who we had to give up.
All right, so what are you going to do? What are you and your wife going to do?
Well, I'm just not going to carry insurance. I'm going to take the $500 a month, and I'm just going to put it into a health savings account, and we're just going to pay cash. But what we do, and I'll just save it up. I mean, come on, if I had $900 extra a month, do you actually think that my wife and I sat down as business people and said, hey, I got an extra $900 a month. Let's just throw it at insurance versus expanding my business, buying land, doing whatever. And then if I had $1,400 a month, I mean, that's like a $300,000 mortgage. So
yeah,
I tell you what,
what you should be doing. I have an HSA, and it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Buy a very high deductible catastrophic health insurance.
$5,000 deductible catastrophic
coverage.
Right.
Yeah, get something that's just like for the worst case scenario, and the rate will be cheap, the deductible will be sky high, and that's where you put your extra $900 a month is towards that deductible.
Well, the other side of it is both, but the medical savings accounts are tax deductible, and your premium is tax deductible.
Right.
I mean, there's that implication there, but what's that worth depending on your tax bracket, depending on your income? There are all kinds of variables there.
The bottom line is, Mickey, you have to have some kind of catastrophic coverage.
Just in case. Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about that if something catastrophic comes down, you deal with it, you die, and you move on. That's just the way that life is. Something catastrophic comes down. I'm not going into hock. So when I die, that my wife is left with nothing and taken away. And what? You're just working on fear.
Well, isn't that happened?
On your thing, working on fear.
That's part of it. You're right about that. It just seems to me, I'm not going to tell you what to do. If it were me, I don't like insurance. There's nothing about buying insurance that I think is productive.
It's necessary.
But I really thought that now that I'm not on Medicare, so I don't have to worry about it. But in terms of when I had it, I would always carry a $5,000 deductible because it just seemed to make sense and it was deductible.
Why don't you just go on Obamacare, Mickey?
I'm not doing it. Obamacare was $900. It was $900 a month with a $12,000 deductible, and I can't go into Maryland into the hospitals, and I can't even use the hospitals on the shore. So what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to drive all the way across the
You bank. Mean if you have Obamacare, you can't get into those facilities?
And it was $900 a month.
Yeah.
It was $900 a month with a $12,000 deductible. So I'm like, you're out of here. And that was for the bronze.
Yeah.
That was for the bronze. That wasn't even the platinum plan.
All right, Mickey. Good luck to you and your wife.
Good luck, buddy.
But he's echoing what's going on with so many small business people in this country. It's so wrong.
It doesn't save you any money.
Wrong.
I have three friends who have lost their insurance policies this year.
Wrong. All right. We have a story today at DougStephan.com. New Jersey is the focal point. Drivers there getting angry, Richie.
Yeah.
Feeling they've been tricked. by a duck.
Oh, this is a great story. Uh-oh.
Here's the
awesome
story from a television reporter's perspective.
And this duck kept going toward the car, going back, going toward, going back, going on the curb, going off the curb. And I thought this was some crazy guy on Halloween.
Karen Hag plans to fight the $230 ticket she got on Halloween Day, accused with dozens of other drivers of not stopping to let a 6'4" Donald Duck cross the street.
Then they just told me that I was getting a ticket because I didn't stop the pedestrian. And it was a crazy, it was a duck. It was a huge duck. It was scary. I'm a woman. It scared me.
Eyewitness News was there, invited by four people to videotape their pedestrians in the crosswalk safety program. They conduct randomly through the year for good reason, says the police chief.
2 years ago, we had 62 people struck in Fort Lee at this point in time. And I'm glad to say over the past 2 years, we've got a reduction. It's down to 40.
Because of a duck?
No.
That number is still higher than zero, which is my ultimate goal.
At one point, a driver lays on the horn for the duck, who is an undercover cop, to move. Another time, cars drive by, though he is in the street.
When you see a pedestrian, whether it's a young child, whether it's an adult, even if it's a 7-foot duck, stop, let the pedestrian cross safely.
He's right.
And then proceed with your day.
But Karen says it was hard to tell what he was trying to do or who he was, and she feels she was treated harshly.
That scared me. It was a huge duck. If it was a normal person, or even a cop dressed as a normal person, I would have stopped. And I think all those people would have stopped.
What an idiot.
It was a huge duck.
I'm sorry.
I'm with her. I'm sorry. You know what, Rich? You see a huge duck coming at your car, you might act a little.
It was Halloween.
What?
And the point they were trying to make is it could be a kid in a Superman outfit, and you didn't stop.
Yeah, but the thing that bugs me is that they were laying there waiting for him. This was a total blown job.
It's rude for you not to stop for pedestrians. It's obviously someone in a costume. If you're too stupid to be able to figure that out.
You don't wear a mask, though. Those are scary.
Like Barney. Okay, what about Barney? What if it was a 6'4" Barney?
Or I would run him over.
Okay, so shut it.
I like Donald Duck.
I said, what if it was a clown? Those are kind of. But my problem with this is that it seems like it was a trap.
Yes.
Because he was standing on the curb
and
then stepping off and then going back on the curb and moving back and forth.
He was stepping off because he would have been run over. Mm-hmm. Nobody was stopping to give the pedestrian right of way.
I normally defend the police department. You guys know this. We got into an argument yesterday about it. I usually will defend the police. Mm-hmm. This one is really kind of, I don't know.
So while we're here.
Duck, really?
Doug, have you heard the story of the little boy who called 911 for help with his math?
No.
Homework?
I did not hear that story.
4-year-old kid's doing his homework and he's trying to do takeaways, right?
Well, what? A 4-year-old?
4-year-old boy.
And he's doing with homework.
And his mother told him to do homework, so he didn't know what to do, so he calls 911.
911,
urgent.
Yeah, I need some help.
What's the matter?
It was my math.
Was it your mouth?
No, it's my math. I have to do it. Will you help me?
Sure. What kind of math do you have that you need help with?
I have takeaways.
Oh, you got to do the takeaways?
Yeah.
All right, what's the problem?
Okay, 16.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, here's one. 5 takeaway 5.
5 takeaway 5. And how much do you think that is?
5. Sorry, what are you doing? You're playing the math off of me right now. What did I tell you about playing on the bus?
You were both.
One of the kids got a problem.
This mother is the worst mother in the world.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, they should send someone out to remove her from the house because,
they should put her in a duck outfit in the middle of the street.
This kid is 4 years old. What is he doing with homework like that? I mean, I guess that's good. He's a smart 4-year-old. Right. But the fact that she didn't even know he's on the phone to 911, give me a break. And then coming and screaming like a banshee.
All right, speaking of a 911, farm in Dixon, California, boasting the world's largest corn maze, so large. large, in fact, that some
people...
How
large was it?
It's so large that some people are finding themselves in need of emergency rescue. The maze has been open for the past month and a half. Seven calls have been placed to 911 by people who can't get out of the maze. Cool Patch Pumpkins company that runs the maze set a world record in 2007 for its 40-acre live action puzzle, the corn maze. 63 acres of corn. Go into that and you will get lost forever. Forget about it. One of the tweets about the maze said people should know that it takes about 3.5 hours to get through it. And people, if they've been there a half hour, they get frustrated, lost, scared, whatever. So they call 911. That story at DougStephan.com. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8255 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the mud, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot, and then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Attention, General Motors vehicle owners. If you suffered an injury or death in any recall GM vehicle, call 800-563-8896 now. Our attorneys are investigating any serious injury or death related to the 2.6 million recalled GM vehicles. Certain GM vehicles have been known to suddenly power off the engine, shut down the electrical system, and disable the airbags. These malfunctions have led to severe accidents and injuries. General Motors knew about the faulty ignition switches and continued to manufacture and sell these defective automobiles. If you or a loved one experienced a serious injury as the result of a faulty GM ignition system, call now. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-563-8896. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 800-563-8896. This is an advertisement, not attorney-paid spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, San Diego, California.
All right, let's get to it. Jennifer Horn with a story on the Osbournes to start things off here.
Yeah, this is a fun one. Sharon Osbourne revealed on The Talk, her show, Tuesday that the Osbournes were coming back to TV. The whole gang that was originally part of the MTV reality show, husband Ozzy, son Jack, daughter Kelly, they're all coming back to the series. They're hoping to start filming it in early 2015, but it won't air on its original network. It won't be returning to MTV. Sharon isn't considering the family's TV comeback a proper series. She's referring to it as an update. She said there'll be about 6 to 8 episodes, a catch
catch up on their lives, see where they are now. You know, she's got a granddaughter and a daughter-in-law, and so they'll look at it as kind of a life as it stands now. Back, you know, how it was.
Because we're all dying to know what the odds are.
Well, they were pretty crazy before. Yeah. All right, bad news if you were a fan of Franklin and Bash, which I think is actually kind of a cute show. It will not be getting a fifth season order. TNT has decided to end the drama, which is a bummer. The season finale of the series was October 22nd. It only drew 975,000 viewers. And then big news for fans of Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy. Their marriage will be documented in a reality series on A&E with a 10-episode order called Donnie Loves Jenny.
Ah. When are they getting married?
They've already gotten married.
They have, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You missed it, Dougie. You can see it on A&E coming up.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Mistakes around the home. Now, as we get into important home maintenance information from none other than the man who's the king of the Kreidler.
You know, it might not just be mistakes. I mean, it could be just something you want to improve. I mean, the holidays are coming up.
That's true. Tom Kreidler, who's half of the hosting ensemble for the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard around the country, hundreds of radio stations every weekend, does a great job, so we have him here to answer your questions. You can send them to me or to Tommy Zender, Doug at DougSteffen.com or Tom at MoneyPit.com. Or you can actually call in your questions if you'd like, 888-666-3974, which translates to 888-MONEY-PIT. All right? So, as an example of the questions, Tom's sharpening his pencil in his mind right now. So stand by for answers next here on Good Day.
With cooling temperatures and drier climates, now's the time of year when women everywhere are seeking relief for dry, itchy, and irritated skin. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Here with us today is Dr. Ellen Marmer, leading dermatologist and author of Simple Skin Beauty. Dr. Marmer, when it comes to cool weather skincare, is there anything women often overlook?
Women are usually aware about upping their skincare in the cooler months, but one area that is often neglected is our underarms. As a result of shaving, especially this time of year, our underarms can become dry and irritated.
How can we reduce underarm dryness and irritation?
An easy solution is using a multitasking deodorant like Dove Advanced Care, because not only does it offer 48-hour odor and wetness protection, but it is the only deodorant formulated with nutrient moisture to provide softer, smoother underarms in just 3 days.
Visit Dove.com to learn more. Dr. Marmer is a spokesperson for Dove Deodorant. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Hi, Tom Kreidler here with all of us to focus on some of your questions. A lady named Jennifer, no relation, says she's considering painting the brick mantle. Or maybe it, I would say it might have been generated.
Not that anyone on this show ever asks a personal question.
No,
never.
No,
wink,
I never
wink,
thought
Tom.
About painting my brick fireplace. But anyway, if I were to, what would I do, Tom?
What's funny is I actually do have a brick fireplace.
I do too, and I want to paint
it.
But it's
like
on the backyard.
Idea.
Go ahead, Tom.
Now, she wants to know if it's a permanent, you know, improvement, and can she take that paint off if it goes out of style? And I've got to tell you, once you paint brick, you're pretty much committed because it's a very absorbent material, and that paint's not going to come back off again. You know, what kind of works instead of paint is sort of like a whitewash, like a thinned out flat paint that gives it sort of that aged appearance if you just have a solid red brick. I mean, as a medium step, you could try that, Jennifer, and if you don't like it, you could ultimately paint it, but it is a one-way improvement. You're not going to take it back after you paint it.
I wonder if you could use a blast torch or something to get it off.
Well, you could, but this is inside a house. It's going to be surrounded by drywall.
So burn the house down.
What a mess. All right.
Next person, Carl, has walls that seem to be expanding and contracting in his bathroom. Wow, he must have something going on there behind the, it could be something in the walls themselves. There's a gap between the wall and the countertops in his bathroom and his kitchen. So what does he do to fix the problem?
That's actually pretty normal. You have expansion and contraction that happens between walls and countertops. They don't move together. And that's why we usually seal them with something that's flexible. So that's just simply a matter of caulking that seam, Carl. I would just use an acrylic latex kitchen and bath caulk for that. And if it's sort of a deeper gap, what you can do by sort of a trick of the trade is roll up some newspaper or even some rope and stick it in that gap to kind of fill it up so the caulk kind of lays on top and it doesn't sort of fall down behind the countertop.
All right. So there.
Jennifer has acrylic latex pajamas, by the way.
Yes. I do. Yeah. But that's my separate job.
Nice. John here has a leak in his kitchen skylight. Didn't we go through this last week with skylights? You don't.
That was a different skylight leaking question. This was about track lighting.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's handy. What do you do with track lighting that's too close to a leaky skylight?
Yeah. He was wondering if he could fix it. In fact, he tried to fix it by buying a new power supply. Listen, you don't try to repair some electrical item that's been damaged by water. You just replace it because that water gets into the circuitry there, and it may work initially, and then it could stop working later. It could build up oxidation. It could short out. It could overheat. So don't mess around with that. Track lighting is not that expensive. If it leaks, replace it. And if it leaked in a big storm, by the way, that could be covered by your insurance policy.
How's this for a concept? Don't put electrical units near where any place that there's a chance of going to be leaking. Hello? That didn't seem like it. I mean, am I right or not?
Well, skylights properly installed don't leak, Doug.
I've heard that, Tom.
And you got to have lights in a room, Doug.
And you got to have lights.
Oh, thank you very much.
Go back to candles. What's wrong with candles?
Fireplaces. All the light that looks good enough for Abe Lincoln. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael 48. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.